Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, July 16th. American veterans of foreign wars are killing themselves at a staggering rate. 22 former servicemen and women commit suicide every single day, nearly one per hour. Every day, every week, every month. Bringing awareness to the public about this issue is difficult. The suicide rate in Western Colorado is already statistically one of the highest in the country, and veterans are often the tragic victims behind those numbers. There will be a concert in Montrose on Wednesday night that is designed to help veterans and the public have a conversation about this difficult topic through music therapy. To find out about it, KVNF News spoke with Army veteran Van Booth. A native of Tennessee, Booth was walking through Western Colorado 2 weeks ago as part of a personal cross-country trek in service of his fellow veterans. Booth introduced himself to KVNF News while chatting at the Mad Dog Cafe in Crawford.
Yeah, I'm here in Crawford today. I'm passing through. I'm doing a 3,000-mile walk across America. Started in California back in February, and I'm making my way toward South Carolina. I'm from Tennessee originally, just south of Nashville. And so, I'm a 20-year retired Army veteran, and I retired in 2016 and decided to just do a cross-country walk to help a program out to help me out called Operation Song. So Operation Song, what it is that there's a whole bunch of songwriters based out of Nashville, and what they decided to do is some of them got together and they created this group called Operation Song, and what they do is they sit down with veterans and they write songs with them to help them get things off their chest that's hard for them to say. It seems to be easier to do in song, and it's very therapeutic. It's like music therapy, and it works. And so far they've written about 750 songs for veterans. And what they do is after they sit down and write a song with a veteran, either by a retreat or in a group setting, they take those songs to Nashville. They professionally record them, master them, put them on a CD, and give them to the veteran.
And are you a songwriter yourself?
Yes, I've been sitting down with these guys. We wrote a song just for my walk called I Walk For Them. And a few years before that, I wrote a song called My Brother Bo about my best friend who was killed in Afghanistan.
Booth was a U.S. Army staff sergeant and infantryman who served in many of the hotspots around the world. His long walk across America is healing for him and for other veterans who hear his story and his songs.
Well, I was an infantryman. I signed up in 1995, and I was stationed in Texas at first, and then I ended up going to, I re-enlisted and went to Germany. I didn't plan on making the Army a career, but after I got in, I really liked it. And so I re-enlisted and went to Germany, got to travel all over Europe. And then 9/11 happened, and that changed everything. So before 9/11, I went to Kosovo, did a peacekeeping tour there in the Balkans, and then ended up doing several tours in Iraq, Baghdad and stuff. And went through that and ended up retiring in 2016.
What are some of the issues that veterans are facing that you want to highlight here through your walk?
Well, the big thing is the veteran suicide rate. 22 veterans commit suicide every day. And so that's something that needs to be addressed. It's something that people know about. Only 1% of the population in America serves in the military. So not a lot of people are aware of the fact that, there's that issue. You know, it's higher than the civilian suicide rate. A lot of it has to do with medications they're on. There's just so many different things. Fitting into society after they come back. I was in the same boat. I was that way. I retired. I was reclusive, withdrawn. I didn't want to be around people. You know, my career ended. I was like, okay, what now? Nobody around me understands what I went through and everything. Once I got with Operation Song, they brought me out of my shell, and I was able to get a lot of things off my chest through music. And because of that, I decided, you know what? I've always wanted to walk across the country anyway. Might as well do it for something good and give back to them. And I've raised almost $10,000 for them so far, walking across.
Veterans and the public are invited to a concert on Wednesday night at the Bridges Golf Course and Country Club in Montrose. The Welcome Home Alliance for Veterans has brought together two Grammy Award-winning country songwriters, along with veterans in the Montrose area, for a local performance of Operation Song. Steve Dean and Don Goodman will work with veterans in Montrose to write and perform songs based on the veterans' feelings and experiences. Those songs, among others, will be performed at the Wednesday night concert. The concert is free, but donations for veterans are encouraged. And please stay tuned to KVNF News for more on this story. And now, from the Colorado News Connection, kids don't lose their appetites when school cafeterias close for summer. So Colorado's summer meal program is stepping up. Eric Galatis has more.
Summer should be a fun time for kids, but many Colorado children face greater risks of going hungry after school cafeterias close their doors. More than 600 sites across the state are stepping up to make sure that all kids have the nutrition they need to return in the fall ready to learn. Taylor Washington with Hunger Free Colorado says most of the sites serving free meals also offer activities to help kids avoid falling back on hard-won academic achievement.
There are sites that have a small library that's all age appropriate so kids can read throughout the summer, or that have different games that help them continue to improve on their math skills throughout the summer.
Activities can also include making paper mache projects, building aquariums, making homemade soap, in addition to open swimming and basketball. There are no income or registration requirements. Kids can just show up and eat. Parents can find summer meal sites closest to them by texting the words food or comida to 877-877. Washington says many Colorado families don't have the financial resources to make up for lost school breakfasts and lunches, and the summer meal program helps struggling parents stretch food budgets. Safe, community-based sites offer free breakfasts, lunches, suppers, and snacks that meet federal nutrition guidelines. She says families can pick from a variety of spots closest to them online at kidsfoodfinder.org.
And they can type in their address, and the closest sites will populate and let the families know which meals a site serves. So it can be breakfast, lunch, or dinner, up to 7 days a week.
Some sites serve up to two meals per day. Colorado Summer Food Service Program is a collaboration between government agencies, nonprofit, and community-based organizations, and is funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Families can also call Hunger Free Colorado's toll-free hotline at 855-855-4626 for help locating summer meals and other food resources. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, July 16th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.